On July 30th, Apple releases Bangladesh, produced by George Harrison and Phil Spector. The single did moderately well, but fell short of the airplay and money that everyone thought the song would generate. And on August 1st, the Bangladesh concert is held at Madison Square Garden. The program was initiated and prepared by George and Ravi Shankar.
The beauty of that concert was that it was all just so rushed and so spontaneous. And once you get into planning like a tour, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that, loses the appeal.
The concert raises $255,971 for relief in Bangladesh. In August, John and Yoko settle in New York, and Paul forms a group called Wings. He says, before we settled on the name, we were nearly called the Dazzlers, with big sequin jackets and drainpipe pants.
You know, the idea is just to get a good band that we can go around and play with, you know, so I'm not against, you know, I'm not tight on a format or anything. I don't want three, four, five, or, you know, it can be as many as it likes, as long as it ends up sounding like a good band.
On October 8th, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band released the album Imagine. The LP, produced by Phil Spector, John, and Yoko, was less intense, actually pastoral in feel compared to the last effort. It was well received at the time and featured more of the melodic side of John Lennon. It was done during what some people call John's white period, white clothes, pianos, and rooms. The title track has become one of John's most well-known solo works, expressing a utopian future without war, greed, or famine, but with an underlining feel of futility. He even got the chance to sing it at the United Nations, showing a lot of personal power and sincere commitment. The song was originally inspired by Yoko's book Grapefruit. In it are a lot of pieces saying, imagine this, imagine that.
Imagine if the American army stayed in bed for a week and the Vietnamese army, or Nixon and Kosygin and Chairman Mao. Imagine it if the whole world stayed in bed.
My album, Imagine, is, inverted commas, a revolutionary, peaceful album. It has the same message on that I said in Give Peace a Chance. It has the same message as my last album on, just done in different ways.
Yes.
So we're still for peace, all right.
Certainly the most fascinating, most talked about song on the album is How Do You Sleep? A nasty little number that John said was written to vent his anger after hearing Too Many People on the Ram album by Paul. He says it's not all about Paul. He was frustrated at the time and used him as the object of the attack. George Harrison plays slide guitar on the piece and therefore acknowledges John's sentiment. Just to stick the knife in a little deeper, the album package also contained a postcard photograph of Lennon fondling a pig, in the manner of Paul's LP cover, where Paul is holding a ram. In November, Paul introduces his band Wings in the Lyceum Ballroom in London.
With the Beatles, we stopped playing live for a while and went right into recording and did a lot of that. But I've recently decided that I miss just playing just to people, you know, and just... I mean, you know, the idea, the kind of ideas we've had, you know, it would be to really get right to people rather than even doing these big, great big theaters, you know, turning up at a place almost unannounced. I still don't know whether we can do it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you can never do that. You're never going to get away with it. But I think, you know, the idea is like sort of turning up in a caravan somewhere, opening the back doors and blasting and then just gather a crowd. Because then the idea then is that the crowd will just be people from that area rather than all people with notebooks and stuff waiting to judge you and say, oh, I don't like that. Ooh.
On December 1st, 1971, Apple releases in the U.S. Happy Xmas, War is Over, by John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Plastic Ono Band with the Harlem Community Choir. John and Huey McCracken play acoustic guitars. Nicky Hopkins plays chimes, piano, and glockenspiel, and Jim Keltner plays drums and sleigh bells. The single took a year to be released in Britain because of publishing problems. John and Yoko wrote the piece together. John said, "We're just as responsible as the man who pushes the button. The idea that somebody either is going to give us power or has made us go to war or not made us go to war, that God in the sky is a separate thing, that we're separate nations, religions, whatever, as long as people imagine that someone is doing something to them and that they have no control... then they have no control."
Happy Christmas, Kelko. Happy Christmas, Julie.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so this is Christmas.
Let's hope it's a good one.
On December 7th, Apple releases an LP called Wildlife by Wings. It was produced by Paul and Linda McCartney. American drummer Denny Sywell, who was on the Ram LP, became a member of Wings, along with ex-lead singer of the Moody Blues, Denny Lane. The album was quickly put together in 2 weeks and features an interesting song called Tomorrow. The rock classic by Mickey and Sylvia was covered as well in a reggae-inspired version. On January 10th, Apple releases a three-record set, The Concert for Bangladesh. The stellar cast includes George, Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Ringo Starr, Billy Preston, Leon Russell, Ravi Shankar, Klaus Voormann, Jim Keltner, Carl Rattle, and Badfinger. The six sides of the album are quite remarkable considering the amount of time they had for rehearsals. Ravi Shankar introduces the evening in a fatherly manner to make everyone aware of the purpose of the concert.
Friends, as George told you just now, they will be participating in the second part. The first part is going to be us playing for you on the Indian instruments, the Indian music. This is a type of music which needs a little concentrated listening. And I would request you to have little patience. I know you are very impatient to hear your favorite stars who would be in the second part. But we are trying to set the music to this special event, this historical program, which is just not a program as usual, but which has a message. And this is to just make you aware of a very serious situation that is happening. We are not trying to make any politic. We are artists, but through our music, we would like you to feel the agony and also the pain and lot of sad happenings in Bangladesh and also the refugees who have come to India. Thank you very much. God bless you.
The surprise of the evening and of the album is the performance of Bob Dylan, who delivered five of his classic songs.
I'd like to bring on a friend of us all, Mr. Bob Dylan.
Thank you. smoke rings in my mind, down the foggy ruins of time, far past the frozen leaves, I haunted frightened dreams, out to the windy beach, far from the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yes, to dance beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the sea, circled by the circus sand, with all my marine feet, live out deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about the day until tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning I come following you.
There was confusion and controversy over the monies made, which put a sour note to the project, which was intended as a generous gesture by all concerned. On February 8, 1972, Paul and his band Wings arrive at Nottingham University to ask if they can play there the following day. It becomes Paul's first live appearance in 5 years. They play to an audience of 700 students.
I think the only way I figured I could do it was by taking it back to where the Beatles started, just in the halls, and we charged 50p to get in, you know, which, like, we obviously could have charged a lot more, and we'd give the students' union a bit for having us, and it was just all very down home, and we'd play poker with the money afterwards, and I'd actually pay the band physically, you know, 50p for you, 50p for, and it brought back the kind of thrill of, like, actually working for a living.
On February 21 to 25, John and Yoko co-host the Mike Douglas TV show for the week. During the week, John gets to perform with one of his idols, Chuck Berry. Needless to say, Mike Douglas will never forget the guest list that week. On February 25th, Apple releases a new Wings single called Give Ireland Back to the Irish. Paul, who was, to say the least, apolitical most of the time in public, surprised many with this strongly worded message. It was written by him in response to the killing of 13 people by British paratroopers in a Northern Ireland demonstration. Obviously, the song was banned on the BBC and got little worldwide airplay. It did, however, become number one in Ireland and, of all places, Spain.
Stop by Irish.
On February 29th, John Lennon's non-immigrant visa expires, but he continues to stay in New York to search for Yoko's child, Kyoko. The U.S. government refuses to grant him permission to stay, and his battle to live in the States commences. On March 17th, Ringo releases a new single on Apple called Back Off Boogaloo. Supposedly, it was about Paul, because Boogaloo was a nickname of his. The first solo singles by Ringo did very well for him, without ever really establishing him as a major recording artist. Produced again by George Harrison, it featured George on guitar, Gary Wright on keyboards, Klaus Voormann on bass, Ringo on drums, and Madeline Bell, Leslie Duncan, and Gene Gilbert on backing vocals.
Gonna do a lot of high spite from the start.
On May 12th, Apple releases a new Wings single called Mary Had a Little Lamb. In contrast and in reaction to the banning of Give Ireland Back to the Irish, Paul deliberately recorded a nursery rhyme. He said he was doing it for his kids.
One of my daughters is called Mary, you know, and I just happened to be singing a song, and because her name came in it, she perks up her ears, you know. So I happened to write a song like that.
But
she sings on it, yeah.
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. And you could hear that singing, la la, la la, la 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 la, la la, la la, la 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 la.
Later, Paul tells the New Musical Express, Mary Had a Little Lamb wasn't a great record. But the funny thing about it is we've got a whole new audience of young kids, like Pete Townsend's daughter. And on July 9th, Paul and his band Wings begin an exhaustive 7-week European tour.
It's a very new band, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you go and play sort of Britain or America with a very new band, you're really on the spot, you know. You've got to be red hot. Mm-hmm. And it takes a little time for a band to get red hot. Yeah. You know, it's a question of, so it's almost like living together for a little while, bouncing off each other and stuff, you know. This is what we're learning to do on this tour, mm-hmm. at the expense, I suppose, of the Europeans.
On August 30th, John and Yoko, along with Elephant's Memory and an all-star supporting bill, stage two charity shows at Madison Square Garden in aid of the One-to-One Fund for Handicapped Children. On September 15th, 1972, Apple Records releases Sometime in New York City, by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, the Plastic Ono Band with Elephant's Memory and the Invisible Strings. It was a widely uneven and certainly unsuccessful record. Critically, it bombed, and in some cases, it was ridiculed, especially in Britain. John and Yoko at the time were involved and committed to various causes. It seemed they were going in as many different directions as possible without really understanding what they were getting themselves into. Although they were genuinely sincere in their feelings to help people, it became increasingly confusing for fans and foes alike. The album mirrors this situation. Yoko doesn't regret anything about the period. She said, "A lot of things happened. I don't think it was just us. I think that maybe the press blew it up a lot more because it was us." The track "Woman is the Nigger of the World" was put out as a single only in the States. The statement and title come from Yoko in a magazine article. John said, "It was actually the first women's liberation song that went out. It was before I Am Woman. It was banned again, but it was talked about. It got the message across. The whole story is in the title. The lyrics are just fill-in. I felt the lyrics didn't live up to Yoko's title."
Dumb. Oh, well, woman is the
Side 3 was recorded at the London Lyceum in 1969.
Hello, hello.
This was when John and Yoko joined George Harrison and Eric Clapton on the Delaney and Bonnie tour. The side features Eric and George, Billy Preston, Nicky Hopkins, Klaus Voormann, Jim Gordon, Alan White, Keith Moon, Bobby Keys, plus the whole Delaney and Bonnie band and entourage.
This song's about pain.
Side 4 was recorded during a Frank Zappa and the Mothers performance at the Fillmore East in New York. John and Yoko strolled on stage unannounced during the encore.
Hey, sit down and cool it for a minute so we can hear what we're going to do. And for those of you in the band who have no idea what's about to happen, this is an A minor, and it's not standard blues changes. But it's close.
This is a song that I used to sing when I was in the cabin in Liverpool. I haven't done it since, so...
After performing Baby Please Don't Go, a jam ensued in which Yoko crawled into a large sack with a microphone, screaming and moaning. Then, one by one, the musicians left the stage, leaving Yoko alone to feedback and an audience yelling and chanting. On December 1st, Apple releases a new Wings 45. It's called High, 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 written and produced by Paul and Linda McCartney. It became the second song by McCartney to be banned by the BBC. They said, "We think the record unfit for broadcasting because of the lyric, which might be taken to endorse the use of drugs."
Back to my little place for a taste of a multicolored band.
We're gonna get high, high, high with the music on. Say bye, 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 bye till the night is gone. I'm gonna do it to you, gonna do you, sweet banana. You'll never be in love. We're gonna get high, high, high. We're going to get high, high, high. We're going to get high, high, high in the midday.
Also in March, the U.S. Immigration Bureau sent down an order for John Lennon's deportation due to his drug conviction in Britain back in 1968. On March 23, 1973, Paul McCartney and Wings release a new single on Apple, My Love, backed with The Mess. The song is another McCartney ballad in his successful tradition, maybe not as good as some, but still it became a large and popular song for him. Written for and about Linda, it captures all of his sentimentality and melodic structure. The only break in the formula was Henry McCullough's biting lead guitar solo in the middle.
And when I go away, I know my heart can stay with my love. It's understood, it's in the hand. My love, and my love does it good. My love does it good. And when the cupboard's bare, I'll still find something there with my love. It's understood, it's everywhere with my love.
On April 16th, the James Paul McCartney TV special is shown on American television. On April 20th, Apple releases The Beatles 1962 to 1966 double album package and The Beatles 1967 to 1970, also a double album package. 54 classic Beatles songs, plus one additional instrumental by George Martin and orchestra. On May 4th, Paul McCartney and Wings released the LP Red Rose Speedway on Apple Records. The production on this new album by Paul was far superior to some of his former efforts and paved the way for his next LP. Paul's bass playing is superb, and his arrangements are good. The songs were simple and enjoyable. On May 11th, Paul and his band Wings begin their first major British tour, the first scheduled tour by an ex-Beatle since the group's last appearance together back in 1966.